Audio Gravity, 21st of September 2009. Good morning. Hope you're doing well wherever you are in the world. I'm still playing catch up. I've got 7 odd days to catch up with. I do apologise for this. It was going away doing a charity thing for 1,000 Heads and the Twestival thing, and it just threw everything out over the 3 days. I did have all the notes ready, but I like to be at home when I do this. Maybe I need to switch that up a gear and be able to do this from everywhere. Our first link today is over on friedbeef.com. This is one of my sites that I started following probably about a month and a half ago, solving everyday problems with simple technology. And I just love their whole premise. I love their sites, very simple, very relaxed. And they're really moving up the subscribers now. They're nearly up to 5,000 subscribers, and rightly so, because it's a great site. 13 ways to save money using Twitter. Now, I came across a program the other day indirectly from Callie Lewis, who was talking about coupons. For discounts off stuff when you go to shops and stores. And I really like the idea of the iPhone application, so you could search on the barcode of a product to see if there's any coupons available, and then the woman or the man at the till scanned your phone and you got a discount. But what they've done here is they've put together a bunch of tips and Twitter accounts that you should be following, like Cheap Coupon, Coupon Tweet, Tweet Me Savings. There's loads of other ones on there. And I just really like the way that they've come across this. They've also given a way to take advantage of those Twitter money-saving bots as well. Go and check that out, friedbeef.com. 13 ways to save money using Twitter, all with dashes in the middle of it. But I'll put all the links in the show notes as well at the end of it. Next link today, snowleopard.wiki.com. So that's dot spelled dot.com. This is a Mac OS X 10.6 Snow Leopard compatibility list. So if you haven't done the update yet, or if you haven't upgraded from Leopard to the new version, there is quite an extensive list on here. And if you're the sort of person who's very sort of, you know, I have to have this application working, otherwise I'm not doing it, then go and check this list. They give you a status mark on there with a green tick or a red cross if it's crashing or it needs Rosetta or whatever. And it's a pretty comprehensive list. It's being added to all the time. Next link today, Pickle's crying at me because he wants me to give him more salmon because he's addicted to salmon. Next link today is over on newscientist.com, exploring the exploding internet. The internet has grown at remarkable speed since its inception. We trace how much it has grown and how it was possible. This is really, really cool to teach younger kids who just got on the internet and just expects the internet to be there. It gives you a really good overview as to the whole sort of map to the world as where as cabling goes. And it shows you actually that 93 of the world's major submarine cable systems, as well as 28 planned systems, 28 more systems to enter service by 2011, so 2 years from now. The cables are vulnerable to damage from earthquakes and underwater landslides. This was demonstrated in 2008 when the cables running through the Mediterranean were repeatedly disrupted, leaving thousands of people without internet access. But give it a really good read, because there's so much stuff that you can glean from this really, really quickly. And if you're into how these things work and, you know, what sort of numbers. I mean, you look at the number of internet users in 2002. You know, this is 7 years ago. There was 167 million people in the US on the internet. 29 million in the UK, 45 million in China, and this was 7 years ago, so God knows what the stats are nowadays. Just having a look at this, we've got it up to 2008, UK 43 million compared to, so that's a massive amount of numbers of people that are literally jumping online every month. Scary, scary statistics when you think about it, like people are moving through digital boundaries and just go, right, go on the internet, you get it half price, or go on the internet, you see this video, or go on the internet. Sooner or later, it's becoming less and less about the internet, and it's becoming like a utility. It's like electric and water. It's people expect to have internet access these days. And that happened incredibly quickly, and really nobody really sort of, you know, nobody contested it. It just sort of happens. To add to that piece, the next link, focus.com. For your information, under the IT security section, the history of hacking. Now, this is a great read. If you are interested as to who some of the key players were to really get things off the ground in terms of pushing the boundaries of what systems should do, and also sparking interest, you know, making crews and different kinds of things that you do online. From 1960 to 71, 83, it's a big old scrolly list, right up to 2008. There's a whole bunch of stuff that's not been added to that. And what is nice is that people in the comments, there's 22 comments, have added ephemeral stuff to it as well, which is really, really cool. There's bits that I've missed out, like Call to the Dead Cow. That was a big chapter of my life back in 1983, 84. Some of the utilities that were around back in the Windows days from CDC were just, well, they were just a lot of fun. Next link today is a great guy. If you ever get a chance to meet him, he's such an inspirational dude. His name's Ben Walker, and he comes from Oxford. And he lives at the URL ihatemornings.com, which, you know, fair play, great URL. I'm not too keen on mornings either. He's come up with this fantastic idea. He's setting music to 50 tweets in 90 days. I like the way I'm setting 50 tweets to music in 90 days, just to be completely all over the place. And he's called it Tweet Suite. So you can get to it at tweetsuite.ihatemornings.com. And he's done 12 already. And one thing that I like about this, well, on many levels, what I like about this, two, he's using, things that people wouldn't normally use, like this Echo thing, which is from GS Kit, JavaScript Kit, which is a site on the web, whereas most people would probably use Discus or Comment, I can't remember the other one, for commentary. And I just like his sort of grassroots sort of, found a text script, bolted it in there. Very simple design, but he's also using the new HTML5 tag for playing the audio back. I actually originally thought it was a jQuery module, which I intend to use at some point for playing audio back in Pages. But one thing I liked about this more than anything is that as you play the tracks, you get to understand Ben a little better, actually, I find, is that you... Not only are you getting his interpretation of what that tweet means sonically, you also get an insight how this guy's head works, because it's incredible to be able to have a talent at playing music and coming up with words and coming up with, you know, the whole ambience of a track. But when you can learn a lot about a person's personality through their application of music to some commentary. And I love it. It's a great site, and I wish him the best with it. Finally, last link today, over on Engadget, Seagate 2TB Barracuda, world's first SATI 6GB hard drive. I don't know if this is Seagate sort of like, hey, hang on a minute, SSD, we're still around, and we invented the damn thing. I think while that's spinning hard drives compared to, you know, solid-state SSDs are not going around in the short term, adding little bolt-on bits like this, I think you started to see the death knell of the fact that they realize that people are going to buy SSD because of the speed. And I don't think you're going to be able to get rid of spinning drives anytime soon, because the price per gigabyte is just so low compared to SSD, unless they can slash the prices of SSD and increase the volume because more people are using it. For instance, you know, some maker says, right, we're no longer using hard drives, it's all SSD. Then I think you're going to probably see, you know, spinning drives around for at least 2 or 3 years yet. That's it for today. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.